didn't happen, okay? So, here you go.
Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
Mike McNamara in for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio. On your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're in a good way and you're going to do something enjoyable for Thanksgiving. In spite of all the mandates. Yeah. Talk about Big Brother telling you how to live your life. So, I was going to talk about this later, but it's kind of interesting. All the sheriffs around the country saying, yeah, I'm not doing that. And I think if you're a smart sheriff and you want to go far in public office, and you're a Democrat, you don't even have to say that. All you have to do is sit down with your watch commanders, and as you prioritize those calls, they go to the bottom of the list. Okay? We'll respond to those after we do all of our probation checks and welfare checks, which means they won't be done. So, no. They're on our list of calls to do. Yeah, but they're not a priority. I mean, you may not know this as a governor, but there's people that actually get in trouble. You know, there's violent crime. And that even happens on Thanksgiving. So I will not waste a minute of my time that could be devoted to protecting and serving the people of this community, right, to do your fool's errand. Well, I wouldn't say that if I was just lowering the priority. If I was coming straight out and saying, yeah, I'm not doing that, I would then call it a fool's errand, okay? But if I was a Democrat, I would just say, we've appropriately prioritized our phone calls here in the county, and if we're able to service such calls, you know, we'll be happy to comply with the governor. Right after every welfare check, every probation check is done. And we haven't got to those in 15 years, okay? So, anyway. It's kind of stupid, in my opinion. Good morning to you. I have to tell you, so those of you who listen to the show, if you listened yesterday, somebody just sent me an email. Good morning, Mac. Love the behind-the-scenes moments. You make my day. So if you just tuned in while the music was playing, I tried to start the show, and some of my shit wasn't working. So I had a choice. Like, I could leave it dead air. And then what happens when I leave dead air is everybody thinks it's them. Well, people that listen know it's me, but some people think, what did I do wrong? And they start doing stuff. So I said, look, the show is not ready for prime time right now because my audio program is sensing a failure in the system, but the system's good. So I got to reboot the program. And then I had to reboot it a second time. So I started kind of talking. I call it Oprah after the show. Oprah had a show that she would do after her show where they would just like, I don't know, like take their shoes off and sit on couch and they would just chat. So that's kind of like, I used to do a version of that, Mac Talk, after the show. Like, it was a knockoff of Oprah. Yeah, we just chat. So anyway, okay, so if you listen to the show, right, you know that I'm entranced in thought, right, by this song. It's called Shallow. Okay, so there's one word in this song that hooks me. Okay. Tell me something, girl. Okay, and I want you to see it's kind of near the start of the song. And she sings it. There's one word in it. I said it yesterday, that's kind of a clue. But there's one word where she crawls down my brainstem when she uses this word. So tell me if you can figure it out.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
They both wrote the song.
Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Okay, so what's the one word, right? What's the one word she uses? Okay, so that's the test question this morning. Now here's the other part of the question. What is the shallow? The song's called Shallow. What is the shallow? In the shallow, right?
In the shallow, shallow, la, la, la.
What the hell is that? What's the shallow? Explain what the shallow means to me. Does that mean they're in the deep end? Because they sing, I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. Does that mean the song's actually about being in the deep end with somebody within the deep end of life? So what does the shallow mean? And don't send me some email that says, oh, Mac, it's up to you to listen to interpret. Right. Okay. So what does the shallow mean? And Nancy, since you're listening this morning, I want to meet the person who, I mean, you know somebody that has something to do with Scent of a Woman. I want to meet that person. So I don't know how you make that happen, girlfriend, but you need to dial that up. Okay? So if you know what word it is that crawls down my brainstem, send it to me. And you'll win a prize. I don't know what the hell. We don't normally give out prizes on this show. So yesterday I went and did post-traumatic winning again down at Camp Pendleton. And every one of them is notable for the people I meet. I mean, everyone, I cross paths with people that are just in the deep end. And the water is black, and they don't see a path. And their lives are difficult. And their cultures lie to them, you know, telling them that their feelings are real important. And, you know, and we want you to have self-esteem, but they haven't taught people how to get self-esteem. Is you have to fucking earn it. Nobody can, I can give you a million participation medals. That doesn't do shit for your self-esteem. It's what you do, right? So their culture's lied to them. You know, every time somebody farts wrong at high school, Colleen gets asked, how does that make you feel? And then she goes off into the real world and she learns that nobody gives a shit how you feel, right? I say in that class, I go ahead and not make your car payment for 4 months and see what happens. You'll have four Mexican dudes with a tow truck and a video camera waiting for you to come outside so they can beat your ass and put you on TV. So they're in the deep end of this pool, you know, and the waters, you know, there's no light on, it's just dark. And so they're all special. Yesterday was more special. For one reason, the commanding officer of 3-5 is fucking guy's awesome. You know, his name is Ben Middendorf, and he's the real deal, man. He's not afraid, right? He's not afraid to go there with his Marines, and it's cool to watch. So, you know, Ben, he introduces it, and then I met a couple of their Marines. I've told the story about them calling me at 3:13 in the morning. And so I texted them day before yesterday. And I said, hey, I want you guys to close this, okay? So at the end of it, you're going to stand up and talk about this thing's impact on you. And both of them were like, all right. Now, let me just tell you, neither one of them spoken in front of anybody, very many people in their life. Maybe their fire team, right? So there's 150 Marines in this classroom at Camp Pendleton. And so I do my thing, and it's awesome. And then, you know, they stand up at the end of it, and one's name is Adam, and the other one's name is Micah. And I told you, I mean, these guys are miracles. There's no way they should be where they're at today, given where they've come from in life. But they're there, because they have unique DNA. And maybe miracle is too strong of a word for them, but they are long shots to be where they're at, without any doubt. So they stand up, and Adam goes first, and he starts talking about his life, and you know, and how, you know, he didn't know how long he'd live, and that he came back from an operation here, and he said, I was just in a bad way. He said, and then we sat through this that you just sat through, and we were drinking the night that they saw it. And Adam's the one that called me, right? And so he tells a story about them drinking, and then, well, Micah, I think, told the story, but Mike is says that. So we're back in our room drinking, and he said, he started telling me stuff that he said, I've known him for a long time. He's one of my best friends that I had no idea. He said, and then for whatever reason, he said, like Max says, when you talk about yourself, you give other people permission, he said. And so I said, well, listen to this, man. So we're having this conversation, and then he said, Adam grabbed all the beer we had and threw it off the balcony. And now the Marines are listening, and they're laughing, right? And they're sitting there listening, watching the guys laughing. because they know about half the Marines in this company. Okay, and these Marines, these are their peers that are standing up and saying this shit, right? And I'm off to the side just watching the whole thing, and the feeling is one of like a, I mean, I tell them, you know, hey man, neither one of them have a dad. I said, I have assumed the role of your adopted father. Okay. So fucking deal with it. But you're standing over there, right? And you're watching them. And you're seeing them do something they've never done in their life, speak in public. Let alone speak about the things that they're going to speak about. And you're watching them transcend trauma in a moment in their life that they will never forget. And so I was standing off to the side, leaning against the wall, just watching them and then watching the audience. And just, you know, just what a beautiful moment this is, right? That, you know, I've talked to these guys about this path, this fourth path that we walk, that each of us can walk. I've showed you examples of all these people that have gone down it. If they can do it, you can do it. And then once you walk down it, then you can be a guide for somebody else. And once you become a guide for somebody else, you'll transform your life. And then you're watching two guys do it. And it's just a cool, cool day, right? So then I finish talking, right? And then I start to clean up. And then a few Marines, I've been by myself cleaning up for maybe 15 minutes. And Sergeant walked back in. He goes, oh, good, you're here. And I said, hey, man, what's up? He said, I want to come back and talk to you. I said, all right. And he said, thank you for this. And I said, you don't have to thank me, man. Just go save somebody's life. He said, I will. And then he tells me a story about one of his Marines who was struggling. And they, while they were deployed, and ultimately they sat down and had this conversation. And that Marine has leaders between this sergeant and him, corporals, right? And so he sat down with his corporals and he said, does anybody know that this guy is struggling like this? And they all said no. And then he said, all right, man, we got to change the way we do this stuff. And I mean, it was so, and so we had this conversation about how to know them better. And he looked at me and he said, I'm going to do all this stuff you talk about. He said, because that's the kind of leader I want to be. And he said, I've got to run. I got to go pick up my wife and I got to get home and whatnot. He said, I just want to thank you. Right. And then, you know, and then he left. And, just cool. Like I said, you know, cool on top of cool on top of cool on top of cool. So by the time I get my stuff packed and back into my truck, I see this from those guys. Really threw us into the fire, having us talk to fucking Lima, man. It was Lima Company who they spoke to. Wasn't expecting to know half the people in the fucking room my first time. Thanks, though. It felt pretty good going up there and saying some shit. And then the other one says, I was shaking, man. But, you know, and I told him, I'm still geeked over what I saw you guys do today. Congratulations. I'm proud to say you guys are friends of mine, right? And, you know, it's just you watch this stuff, and now you see it over and over and over and over and over, you know, about just the demand for people who are in the deep end, right, swimming in black water, and they don't see, right, they don't see the path. They don't know it's there. They don't know how to turn the light on. And at some point, you get tired of swimming, man. At some point, you get tired of swimming. If that's all there is to swim in the blackness. And so, I mean, that's what post-traumatic winning is about. Let me show you the light. Let me show you how to swim to the shallow end where it gets easier. And then let me show you how to be somebody else's guide to the shallow end. Right? The problem with the deep end in this pool is there's a lot of current to it. It's rough. It's rough. Hold on. It wasn't a hard question. Here are four different responses. Quiz question. Hardcore is the word she sings, and that's right. Is shallow faking it to make it? We're far from the shallow now. It could be. I didn't take it to be such, but it could be. Next email. Hardcore. I cheated. I listened yesterday. But when I listened to it, that word has a lot of meaning for us, Mac. As you said yesterday, we sing it when we run. Your core, my core, hardcore, Marine Corps. All the time. And so that word hardcore has a special meaning to us. And when I listened to the song, and I listened to it yesterday afternoon, maybe not like you listened to it, but I listened to it a few times. That word resonates with me too. Especially in the context that she uses it. And then he quotes the lyric. Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? Question mark. And then he says this. The answer to that question is yes. It's difficult. It's really lonely at times. And if there is no relief, then I think that's when bad things happen. Speaking of far from the shallow, I enjoy when you do this kind of stuff because these discussions are far from the shallow. I remember once listening to you talk about lyrics, and you said that for you, lyrics were what poetry was for people centuries ago. I agree. I'm a lyrics guy too. Enjoy the program. Have a great Thanksgiving. Here's another one. I didn't hear the program yesterday, but were I to venture a guess, I would say the word is hardcore. Here's another one. With one word, hardcore. I didn't think it was that easy. Shit. Next time I got to get a harder question. So here you go. Here's the first stanza of the song. The first two. And relative to post-traumatic winning, right? The isolation, right? The first commandment, don't fake it.
Tell me something, girl.
And the sixth commandment, you got to talk about it. Start with your spouse. Start with your best friend.
You're searching for, I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Find my myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm of the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never leave the ground.
Somebody just sent an email. Why aren't you singing this? You know, when songs cross into the sacred, like when they get into the holy of holies for me, I don't defile them with my voice. Yeah, personal policy. So, a very good Tuesday morning to you. The chef's going to join me here, and we're going to talk Thanksgiving today. We're going to talk food. We kind of do this on an annual basis, and so he will be on. If you missed yesterday's program about how to brine your turkey, you still have time to get that done. And so we got that information out. And so you can listen to that. And so that's good. And then today, what we'll do is we'll talk about, you know, all the different things you can do before Thanksgiving so that Thanksgiving is a wonderful day and not a, especially for the chef and the people that cook the food, so that you're not in the kitchen the whole day and having less fun than anybody else. Because as the chef says, the cook has to party too. So he'll join me. So on this Tuesday, the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official, and a very good Thanksgiving week morning to you. Here you go. Dedicated to the 313 boys who yesterday stood up and were an example for people struggling that other guys just like them, right, are doing things that they didn't think that they would ever do. And it was yesterday a very cool day in my life. And so this is this is dedicated to the 313 boys. Well done.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I love that. We got to win. I messed with it too a little bit. I messed with the effect. I softened the effect, actually, if you hear it. You know, a lot of audio people, their effects step on the people that are talking. So I kind of undid some of that. Anyhow, again, more All Marine Radio behind the scenes. Currently, in Quantico, sunny in 49. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, sunny in 54. So cooler on the East Coast. In 29 Palms, it is sunny in 57. Camp Pendleton reports sun in 55. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark cloudy and 71. Okinawa, dark cloudy and 70. Down under in Darwin, it is dark cloudy and 80, so a little bit cooler in the northern coast of Australia. And in Oslo, it's warmed up a little bit, dark cloudy and 42. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, it is sunny and 57 degrees on this 24th day of November. Looking for a high today of 66, 64 tomorrow, 71 on Thanksgiving, yeah. 67 on Friday, 69 degrees on Saturday. So all in all, not bad for the middle of to the end of November. December's going to be here. Wall Street Journal reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average topped 30,000 for the first time, marking a rapid turnaround after the index fell below 19,000 in the early days of the pandemic. So how about that? There you go. And now the guy who gave you those policies is headed out the door, and we're going to get John Kerry back. The Paris Climate Accord and all that shit. So we'll see how that all works out for him, right? We'll see how all that works out for him. Anyway, we'll take a break. Not a long one, though. More of All Marine Radio coming up in about 60 seconds.
We used to get together every week. She's been home from her last deployment for months now, and I haven't seen her once.
He's just been different since he got back from Iraq. One minute he's ready to go, and the next he doesn't want anyone around.
The nightmares are back and seem to be getting worse. Shouldn't he be sleeping better after all these years?
A lot of people don't understand what veterans go through during their service or when they come back. And that's okay.
But everyone can help.
You can make a difference in the life of a veteran.
You stood by us when we were in uniform, so stand by us now.
Like my brother did, when he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Like my wife did, when she asked the right questions.
Like my friend did, when she made the call.
Take a stand for those who served our country.
If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, the Confidential Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. They are diverse, unique, from all corners of the country. And thanks to their common experience, a family for life. But whether they served in lands far away or communities close to home, some of these men and women may face difficult times or even crisis But sometimes, reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all for veterans, service members, Reserve, and National Guard. Thankfully, friends, family, and communities are standing by their service members and veterans now more than ever. We're all in this together. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. During times of crisis, reach out and call. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me.
The original soundtrack of All Marine Radio.
My ego inflated when I flew sleep, and it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. I get along with the voices inside of my head. I heard that, I laughed my ass off. I'm like, somebody's writing music for me. Right? Yeah. So, anyway, I want to talk about some news. The former Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, is part of a four-person group that published an article called Defense in Depth, Why U.S. Security Depends on Alliances Now More Than Ever, written by Lori Shake, S-C-H-A-K-E, might be shocky, I'm not sure, Jim Mattis, Jim Ellis, Joe Felter. So who's Lori Shake? If you're writing things with Jim Mattis, then you're somebody, right? And that's the byline on that was pretty exclusive, but it doesn't have a bio for any of these people when you click on the hyperlink to their names. I guess I could find out if I really want to. Anyway, so the thing that people are seizing on in this piece is this section, and it's the heading is "The Dangers of America Alone." Okay, so I have to say that if you take the president's personality of it and his business manner out of it, where do you see America alone? Because I don't think the audio matches the video in this. Okay, so here's what I see in Europe. I see the United States selling arms to the Ukraine in a way we've never had because he was always bowed to Moscow. I see our alliances with Poland and other NATO countries being stronger than ever and the NATO alliance moving east. I see NATO members increasing defense budgets like they never have in the last 4 years. So what part of that alliance is worse other than the cosmetics, right, of Donald Trump wirebrushing our NATO allies who need to be wirebrushed? So I think, okay, so America alone. I don't see it in NATO, all right? Well, what's our other? What's the major theater of operations right now for the United States? It's the Western Pacific. The United States, India, Japan, Australia just held the biggest naval exercise I think they've held. The one next year is supposed to be like four times as large or something like that. the United States has been invited into the Palau Islands, right? For Marines, Peleliu is one of those islands, much to China's dismay. The United States just announced this past week that we were selling a whole series, had a whole series of arms deals with the Philippines, who had shoved us away. Yeah, interestingly enough, Philippines aren't buying their weapons from China. And there was a very, you know, politically correct statement between that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo read about President of the United States and the American people supporting, you know, our longstanding ally, and those are the people of the Philippines. And, you know, President Duterte said something, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of pioneering, you know, stuff, because Duterte created space as he kind of cozied up to China. So I see Australia confronting China in lockstep with the United States, which has to happen. So I believe that those relationships are better than they've ever been. Because as Grant Newsham would say, for the first time in about 30 years, the United States has stood up on its hind legs in the Western Pacific. And all those nations have noticed it. So I don't see it there, America alone. Now, again, you know, you got to get past the president's, you know, the cosmetics, you know, literally and figuratively of Donald Trump. If you look at the body of work, the audio doesn't match the video of this. America alone. Show me where America alone. Let me tell you, the most ironic of all this happened last week or the week before, when we announced that after the election that we would draw down to 2,500, you know, troops, you know, in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, Germany, of all people, said this concerns us. Okay, we'll send 2,000 Germans there. Just go, you know, go ahead and fall in where we're leaving. It's not that big. That's never the question, though, because the Germans don't have a military. So to me, the question for this group that Jim Mattis is a part of is, are we going to go back to the days of Barack Obama and George Bush, where the NATO countries get let off the hook? Okay, happy days are here again. You know, you don't have to carry your share of the burden that you signed up to and you committed to. You don't have to do that. Germany can continue to be the freeloading shitbag nation that it is, enabling Russia with its pipeline, right? So essentially, pumping German economic money, right, into Russia and helping the Russian economy. Germany, by having no army and buying Russian gas, is the enabler of Russia on the continent. So are we going to go back to that? John Kerry's going to be part of this shit. Are we going to go back to bowing to China in the Western Pacific in the name of America not first? So I you know, let me just tell you. Joe Mattis is one of the smartest guys, I mean, I've ever sat around and listened to. But he's not infallible, okay? And I don't know how much personal animosity plays in all of this. But to me, what I see doesn't match what I'm saying, what I hear them saying, right? And, I mean, the only way to confront China is with our allies. And like I said, if America has good economic relationships with the Philippines, if our economy is still the biggest economy, and the economies of the free nation of the world are four times the size of the Chinese economy. So I think the biggest failing of Donald Trump in his 4 years has been not concluding something to replace the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, you know, I don't know that much about that deal. Let's just take it at face value that Donald Trump's right. Because let me tell you this. People don't like it, but he tended to be correct in the shit he said. Remember when he said there's people in the government? And everybody's like, oh, that's bullshit. That's all that deep state shit. And we've watched it all now. And now the lights, Durham's going to get the rug yanked out from under him so fast. And they're going to shut that shit off. And so to me, Durham owes the American people a report before Joe Biden takes over. What did you find? And I believe, just like I believe, you know, the secretaries of state of Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, where we all watch things change overnight, they owe the citizens of the nation an explanation of what happened. Well, here's what happened. You know, will we get that? I don't know. So, I mean, I saw the article about General Mattis, you know, that he co-authored. And it doesn't, that audio doesn't match what I've seen. Doesn't match what I've seen. You know, it's like, you know, all that, you know, again, Donald Trump struggles as a human being, no doubt, right? With his own image and some of the things he says. But if you ask black leaders and you listen to them talk and they look, he did something no other president, including the president we had, who happened to be black for 8 years. Donald Trump grew black-owned businesses at a rate never seen in the history of the nation. Black unemployment was at an all-time low. He got sustained funding to the historically black colleges who used to go, you know, I won't say begging for it, but used to go hat in hand to go get their funding. He stabilized all that. Now, but he's a racist. So to me, there's a lot of things where the audio doesn't match the video. And this thing, to me, is one of them. Doesn't match. And, you know, again, Germany, who I am not a fan of one bit. You know. I think there's two really critical, you know, nations. Well, there's two really critical nations to our foreign policy, and one is Germany. And Germany, by not having a mature, average-level military, enables Russia. Their pipeline enables Russia. So if Germany just stood in line with France, the UK, right, Belgium, and other NATO nations, Russia, there is no issue on the continent. And now you see countries like Poland, you know, continuing to spend and invest in their own defense. And all that does is act as a deterrent. There will never be another war on the European continent because the issue is not in doubt, and that's the same thing that will happen in the Pacific. So to me, you know, Germany is a clown show. And look, we're over World War II, okay? We're coming up on 90-year anniversaries, 80-year anniversaries, okay? We're over it. Rejoin the League of Nations like, you know, Japan has done as a full-up member to promote peace and stability. The other really important country is the Philippines. And for China, if the United States has a strong economic relationship with the Philippines, that opens the door to strong military relationship, which we've historically had, which I believe the Filipino people want. And so if those are all intact, China's screwed. They can't break that containment of the first island chain because American forces are in the Philippines, they're in Vietnam, they're all through the Japanese islands, and they're into Korea, as well as all our allies, to include Australia and India. They're screwed. There will never be a war, you know. So I just don't get what, you know, the audio ain't matching the video relative to what General Mattis has to say. So anyway. Let me check a few news headlines, and then we'll take a break, and then the chef will join me, and we will go ahead and We will do something that he and I have been doing since probably around the year 2000. And again, just so you know, we have the brining information is the show we did yesterday. So you could listen to that sometime today and get your brine on. And then if you're – and then today what we tend to talk about is, you know, kind of the plan that the chef will use today and tomorrow to make – you know, the side dishes, so that on Thanksgiving Day, the chef gets to party too. So that is kind of the theme of today's show. So he'll join me here in a few minutes. Top headline in Stars and Stripes today is new Army policy will allow deployed pregnant soldiers to be promoted before finishing required training. Some Army non-commissioned officers selected for promotion will be able to advance to their new rank before completing required pre-promotion courses, according to a new service policy set to go into effect. So if you're pregnant, you can't complete new pre-promotion courses? Are they online courses? Amphibious Ready Group deploys to the Pacific after deadly sinking and a coronavirus outbreak. The 15th MU, who I went down and spoke to after they lost 8 Marines and a sailor off the coast of California, is evidently now somewhere in the Pacific. So all the best to them. I continue to have contact with them. So good luck to them. Good friend of mine is their commanding officer. So good luck to him. Let's see. The top stories out of the Wall Street Journal. I told you a few minutes ago that the Dow is over 30,000. So that's good for everybody. And I'm sure, you know, news of the continued news of vaccines coming out. I'm sure fueling that rise. The president-elect Joe Biden is going to – what is her name? Yellen. What is her first name? Helen Yellen? No, it's not Helen Yellen. Janet Yellen. So she a fixture in previous administrations. So she will be part of his administration. And let's see if there's any else. David Dinkins, former mayor of New York City, passed away. That in the Wall Street Journal. And there's another story about another vaccine by a company called AstraZeneca. So they're going to help vaccinate the world. So good luck to them. The over to U.S. Naval Institute News. Who actually does real news and not gossip, right? West Coast amphibious ship, the USS Comstock, is off Honduras conducting anti-drug operations and also humanitarian relief after a hurricane down there. So that's always one of the cooler things that Marines and sailors get to do is do those things. And The destroyer USS Donald Cook is now operating in the Black Sea. So expect to see stupid video as Russia sends their ships out to try to play bumper cars with the United States Navy. With the United States Navy ships. It's the stupidest shit you've ever seen. But when you get drunk Russians operating ships, that kind of stuff happens. China vows for a response following a U.S. admiral's trip to Taiwan. So just so everybody knows, the world belongs to China, and if you don't dance their tune, right, they will bust it off in your ass, evidently. You know, let me tell you, I'm so sick of the Chinese, right? So anyway, that in the news, top story, Marine Corps Times, and then we'll get to the top five stories in an early bird. Marines, top story, Marines help save a woman outside of the barracks in 8th and I. this happens on a fairly basis. I don't know if it was a year or a couple years ago. There's a fire in an apartment building across the street from the Marine Barracks at Ain't That I, and video of Marines and utilities running into the fire and carrying people out of it. So it was awesome. And I know Marines love to do that shit. So anyway. Let's see. I was just looking at a story about two MEF Marines up in Norway where my number one son is. But I don't see his picture or him being quoted there. So, yeah. Johnny boy putting his North Dakota upbringing to use. Let's see. Anything else, Marine Corps Times? No. Top stories in early board. Stop top five stories in early bird. Then we'll take a break, and then we'll fire the chef up here today, and talk a little food. Top story: Biden begins choosing his national security team. So, let's see. Anthony Blinken is expected to receive the nomination for Secretary of State under the Biden administration. Let's see. And there's been, let's see. Lawyer Alejandro Mayorkas will be the Director of Homeland Security. Linda Thomas Greenfield will be nominated to be the Ambassador to the United Nations. Jake Sullivan will be the National Security Advisor. Avril Haines will be Sullivan's deputy. I don't see if he's settled on anybody to be the Secretary of Defense. So that is not in the story. Number two story is Trump set to veto defense bill over renaming bases honoring Confederate generals. That will be changed shortly thereafter. Number three, Biden's choice for Secretary of Defense still in flux. I thought that was, you know, one of the first announcements he was going to make, but evidently not. Number four, for now, U.S. troops won't be required to get a new COVID-19 vaccine. So now we're going to do this throughout the country because, you know, there's the anti-vaxxers out there. Can you force somebody to do that? Can you force them if they're in the United States military? We get shots all the time. Number five, Taiwan to protect sovereignty with new submarines amid China tensions. Good for Taiwan, too. Yeah, you don't own us, motherfucker. And let me just tell you this. Read Chinese history. Mainland China has never owned that island, ever. But they own it because they say they do. Just like they own the South China Sea because they say they do. The nine-dash line that the Chinese said belongs to us extends to over 1,000 miles from their coast. Bullshit. Yeah, the Chinese are bullshit, but there's so much money to be made in China, everybody looks the other way, and then you begin your dance with the devil, and then pretty soon you're like, oh my God, what did we do? Yeah, so that you can get your soccer ball for $3.99 instead of $6.99, you've just danced with the devil and eliminated major portions of your industry. And let me tell you, and that's been going on since about 1995. As we've rushed to do business with those assholes, thinking that, oh yeah, once we do more business with them, and this was the elder brush, right? They will join the League of Nations, become a liberal, you know, socialist. Bullshit, man. China now seeks to bend the world to them, and so we shall see. All right, that is a look at the news real quick. We will take a break. El Kimbo. Kim Holmes, he will join us coming up next. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.